Hey, good day, fellows. My name's Eric Apisa Awolanyo. For some reason, I'll be sharing my life story with you. Not really a story, but the little motivations I got every day that keeps me going. I'll share that with you every blessed day. The little problems I got, the little happiness I got, the hope that keeps me alive, and the bad times that always push me to end it. I will share with you every day. If you first time here, and sure this is my first podcast you are listening to, yes, it's a blessing that you are here. It's an opportunity to hear somebody that is not relevant. We all hope to hear something from the people that already make it. But did you ever think of hearing the story of who is still struggling? Yes, if you really hear a story of people who are still struggling to make it, you will know the real them right now. Not when they are happy and remembering their stories, but when they are telling their stories with the pains they are still in. So you make sure you subscribe to my channel, you like and you share if you have the kind heart for people you think they have to listen to me. On my little motivations every day, I'll bring you to your way. The things that keeps me going, the little ones that keeps me down, and the ones that keeps me up, and the ones that push me to the edge of ending my life, but I still hold on to that little ones that keeps me going. If you're here and you're listening to my first podcast, it's a blessing. It's an opportunity. You have to make a use of it. Till another time, I'll say God bless you, because you are here to listen to somebody who is telling their story with pain still in their heart, not somebody who is already there, who made it out of the struggle. You might not know the good story until it's end of time. I'll say once again, God bless you for listening to the end, and make sure you do the subscribe tradition and stay safe. Thank you so much. I love you all for listening. Hello, fellows. Today's date is 25th of September 2020, and it's Friday. The time is 17:49 GMT. Yeah, and today I will talk a little bit about the word value and what it means actually as in life as a whole. Let's not talk too much. First of all, let's look at the word value according to the dictionary. Okay, so according to the dictionary, the word value, it means the regards that something is held to deserve. I'm really sorry about that. The regards that something is held to deserve. Okay. Or it also can mean the importance, worth, or usefulness of something. Yeah, it's just that. And also, it can also mean principles or standard of behavior, one's judgment of what is important in life. So it depends on you and what you think it is. But it's all talk about value. And also, value also can also mean estimate the monetary worth of something. Yeah. So, let's say I got a car that is the amount of value, or let's say the price of it, it values as £4,000. I'll say 4,000 cedis or $4,000. Yeah. So, value over here, I'm trying to mean value for life. What does really world life value for? I always say to my people that the most difficult thing on this earth is to be a human. And being a human, you held one thing, how you are living. That is your value for life. Your value for life. When I say value for life, I don't mean how you value somebody else's life or somebody else's behavior or regards or anything, but rather yourself, how you value your life. How you value your life will make it useful to you, and you will take good care of your life such that everybody else around you will be able to value your life up to the maximum of best way human values their lives. Yeah. You know, when you have a life and you don't take care of your life, you live your life miserably, no one will be able to say, oh, your life is important. And there's not even any law that is going to guide you, because when you value your life, you value somebody else's life as well. And that is important for us to intervalue our lives. I hope you got what I'm saying. Yeah, meaning you will value somebody else's life. The person is surely going to value life back. That person is never gonna take your life away from you, because he knows how important your life is to you. Yeah. So when you say how we value our lives, it depends on us. And the value for life is unmeasurable. It's something you cannot put a measure on it. It's just you valuing your life up to a maximum that you are so much afraid to lose it. And everybody else around you will keep your life safe for you, because they know you value your life. As much as you value your life, you do value their lives as well. As much as you value their lives and they value your life back, that is how we have to live life. Value for life. Yeah. When you value your life, it goes straight to how you value your time. When you value your time, it goes straight to how you value every single thing around you. People, things, material things, the worldly things, spiritual things. It depends on how you value your life, and that will get you closer or expose you or make you send every regards to everything that comes into your way. So we need to value our lives, and that will even make God Almighty, who value our lives, automatically value our lives more, because he knows we appreciate the life he gave us. Because he knows you are happy with the life he gave you. I don't mean a life in such a way that you say you're living when you value your living well, even you value your even if you value your living well, that is you valuing the life behavior you are living. You are taking good care of yourself through that. So you will value your life up to the maximum that has to be. And God will keep you alive. God will keep you safe. God will protect you because He knows you appreciate the little life you have, the breathing opportunity you had every day. Your blood going through your blood vessels every day. God will bless you very well, yeah, because you value that opportunity you had. Blood going through your vessels, you had the ability to take in oxygen and breathe out carbon dioxide. That is you value your life. God will value your life when you value your life. God trusts you, so He trusted you and He gave you a life to take care of it. Don't mess it up. When you mess it up, oh man, you will never like it, because God values our life and we need to make a good use of it, or else He takes it away from us. We haven't got that life again anymore. You need to value the life God gave you every single day. Even if you forgot every single day to say thank you, God, please, the little moment you remember that God gave you life, just say it in your head and say, God, thank you for another favorable, blessed day. Yeah, we need to value our life and let God value our life as well. You know, when you know this is wrong for you to do, this is wrong, that will kill you or make your life miserable, you will not do it to yourself. You value your life. But if you don't value your life, or you do something miserable to yourself, you would be able... Sorry for that. That was my notification. You'll be able to get rid of people's life as well, because you don't even love your own life. How much more people around you? You will not know the value of life. When you don't value yourself, when you don't value your own life, the people around you will not value your life as well, and you will not value their lives as well. I do believe anything you do that is not against anybody is not a sin. But I also say you are somebody. So if you do something which is not against anybody, but it against you, that is you are a sinner. So don't do anything that is against even yourself. Make sure you make yourself happy, and everybody else is around you, make sure you value their lives and make their days happy. Don't keep hurt and then extend it to people. When you are angry, you need to control your anger and be strong enough. Don't let it out for anybody else to be hurt by it. Because the moment you let somebody else's feelings go broken because of your little mishandling of your mood, it changes somebody's value for life. Because that little change of mood could draw into something else. Let's say somebody who really say they love you so much, and they do, but then one day you out of anger from somewhere else, you told them they should get away from you, or they call you on the phone and you are not ready to talk to them. They feel bad, and that would make a doubt come into their head and say maybe they you don't love them as they wish they are loved, or you don't love them as they do love you. So they will start thinking of doing something that will solve the issue, which that issue cannot be solved by them straight away. They also need to be taken care of themselves, like value their lives and try hard as much as they can to contain that mood and never let it out. When they are able to do it, they prevent everything from happening, and that's the best way. Our heart is there for us to break out, our heart is there for us to get angry, but then we have the ability. Every single soul on this earth has the ability to hold their anger, and if that is the case, I don't see it that you have to be angry and not be able to control it, where you break somebody else's heart or you change somebody else's mood, and that you don't value your life, so you always break out your anger to do violence, or you don't value your life, so you break out anger to let people down, which will lead people to lose their value of life, because you lose the value of life and think you need to be angry. You can contain it and be strong enough. Those are the little things you have to contain rather than doing something miserable to yourself. So that's my value for life. Value for life is when you value the fact that you value everything around you, every human being around you, yourself, because God value your life and you value your life as well. God will give you a longer life. So be strong till another day. This is your boy Rev Baby, and make sure you do the tradition, that is subscribe, like, I said like, share, and then share again. Stay blessed. The Almighty God that created the earth and every living things and non-living things in it bless you. That God stays with you. That God give you peace of mind. That God give you the value of life. Till another day, I said, blessed is you. Bye. Hey fellows, it's another day. Today I'm not able to go to my studio, so I'm recording live from my bedroom, so you can hear a little background echoes, but please pardon me with that. Okay, today I just think this is it. You know, you never gonna get it the right way how you want it. Just make it better and cope with it. That's all I got for today. To go on here, I would say life is a way. Anything that you have to work for, you work so hard for it. But trust me, no matter how hard you work for it, you're never gonna get it exactly how you wanted it to be. So the little chance you got, the little good, the perfection that it's closer to, you just have to work on it, make it better for your best perfection, and make a use of it. Other than that, you're gonna be wasting a whole lot of your life trying to perfect only one thing that will suit your taste the way you want it. Yeah, you will spend your life working to solve it out, which you can never ever do it to be exact perfect, because time doesn't wait. The moment the time goes on, that is the future. New things come in and your thing is not perfect. If you, let's say you decide to do it a future thing, which is 5 years ahead of what you've ever you are achieving. Let's say you try to solve it and make it 5 years ahead. Trust me, it's 5 years ahead for you alone, and you are not the only person in this world. If you really want to meet the standard of being in front, I mean being the perfect, the right perfect, you need to do it ahead of time. And you are not alone. And there are a lot of people out there who are doing it better than you. Yeah. So the less you got, make use of it before time goes by. Time is so precious, trust me, fellows, that you never have to waste any time on anything that is gonna take a whole lot of your life away from you. So I say, the least time you got, the least chance, the least perfection it is for you, make a use of it, because it's never gonna be perfect than what you are having right now, no matter how hard you work for it. The more you work for it, the more it goes up, becomes new, advanced than you wanted it to be. Advanced than what it should be for you, what you are really into. So I say, never waste your time on one thing trying to make it perfect. Either than that, you're gonna waste your whole life trying to make it perfect. And which is, I'll not say it is wrong, but trust me, it is not good for your living. You can't live with that. So the least chance you got, fellows, make a use of it. The better things you got, make a use of it. Make it better. How you want it will never be met. So just make a use of the little perfection it is for you. So I'll say the message for today is, make it better to suit the moment you are having right now. Don't struggle to meet the standard of the world. You cannot make it the perfect for the world. You can only make it right for yourself, because time waits for no man, and time is life. Because the more you waste time on one single thing, which you think is the only source of your happiness, trust me, it is going far away that you will not be able to get it right the way you want it, because people are working. Sorry, that was my SMS. People are working hard to make it better than you. I know you are doing harder than these people, but then they are having a little trick that they are working higher than you. So you can never make it the perfect way, but rather the right way. So that is it for today. Till another time, make sure you do the tradition, like, subscribe, and then you share and leave your comments. I'll be glad to read your reactions. Thank you so much. Stay blessed. Love you guys. Bye.
Hey, it's your boy Rev Baby right here. If it's your first time here, make sure you do the tradition. Subscribe, like, share, and leave your comment, because you are listening to the number one radio made for youth empowerment. Yeah, you are locked down to Radio Outsider. If it's your first time here, make sure you do the tradition. You subscribe, like, share, and leave your comment down below, because you are listening to the number one radio made for youth empowerment. And I'm your host, Rev Baby. I see you.